xray.fm or on the air at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. X-Ray FM, radio is yours.
And advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Alberta Abbey. The Alberta Abbey is a nonprofit venue nurturing the arts in Northeast Portland by amplifying opportunities for Black and underrepresented communities. They provide studio, gallery, and performance spaces to local artists and art organizations and showcase diverse programming for local groups of all ages. More information, event calendar, and tickets available at albertaabbey.org.
Hi, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., join me, DJ Barbarella, in studio live with a local artist, musician, or event organizer. Hear what's new and upcoming in the local scene with new music releases and debuts. Plus, hear a special curated playlist each week from every guest. All on X-Ray, where radio is yours.
Hello, 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 X-Ray listeners. You're tuned into Flying Saucer Safari here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. And I'm here with a very special live guest today. I'm here with Hitch of Trady. What's up?
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so stoked. Is this your first time on the radio?
I had a radio station in my college.
I love that. I feel like everyone that I have on here, I like find y'all, like my college radio people. I just had a sense. Where are they going to go? What was your
I
DJ
love
name?
College radio. DJ Spud.
DJ Spud.
I think was what I was using at the time, yeah.
I love it. What was your show about?
I just played mostly local music.
I love it.
Everybody that was like... because the radio station was attached to, like, the audio production school, and so everybody that was recording stuff there, and so I would play their stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then we would talk and stuff.
Very cool. So it sounds like you went to school for music, yeah?
No. I just met those people, and then I hung out with them. No, I went to school. I went to STEM school. I went for environmental engineering.
Oh, my goodness. Marty over here. Yeah.
I'd like to suffer. and so I forced myself to suffer. But then I made friends with the people who were doing the audio engineering people. But because I was like singing in my dorm room and somebody walked by and all of those people, they need people to record. And so they were like, hey, you're singing. Can I record you? And I was like, absolutely. So
that's awesome. I made friends with those people, yeah. So was that kind of part of your journey into music? Were you already like making at that time, or was that something that helped launch you into where you're not at now?
Definitely that was a really big part of it, because like all of my friends that did that, they had to have a project every semester, which was record a piece, and so I was doing that like with them for every semester. So I got like a lot of like got to hang out in the studio all the time, which was really fun. And it was like a college, so it was like had a nice setup, which was fun. But I was in like a band when I was in high school, and so I had been playing already.
Yeah.
And I had like friends that were recording, and so we had done recording like in high school too, which was really fun.
Yeah, very cool.
But definitely having like somebody constantly needed to record a thing was really good for my songwriting, because it was like, okay, well, I have to write another thing. I have to basically always be writing a song.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, your songwriting process. That's something I always really love to dive in with people. And now you have a newer-ish project, Trady?
Newer-ish, yeah. I guess we've been playing together for 2 years. So.
Yeah. And then kind of like a changed lineup is a little bit of how I got a hold of you is through our mutual friend, Philip, shout out, who plays in, you guys both play in each other's projects as well, and recorded you. So with that, I'll kind of preamble, with songwriting process, how does that happen for y'all now going from kind of like when you change and evolve like new people into your project, how does that, change, or does that change like your writing process and collaboration process with everybody?
Well, I'm writing all the time. I'm writing like the start of a song, like almost every day, 'cause that's just part of living. And then when one gets to the point where it's like, this is song shaped, how I write a song with bandmates that I trust and admire is I leave them room. I write just like the structure of a song, and then I leave them room to go do their thing too. Mm. And then it's the most fun to then bring that to them and then let them just mess around and have a blast. And that's been really, really fun. And with this lineup for sure, it's like a lot of availability to just do that. I can just leave a little space, you know?
That sounds
see what
so
they're gonna
fun.
Do. Yeah.
I love kind of this concept of that you have of, I mean, it sounds like you're very prolific of like kind of a lyric or a concept kind of comes to you daily. What does that come to, what does that appear like to you? Like when you're on a stroll, just these sort of like lyrics enter in and out of your sort of consciousness and then you kind of grab them?
I'm a phrase repeater, so like in my brain all the time, I'll think a phrase and then I'll repeat it over and over and over again. Like, that's just what's playing in here all the time. And so that'll usually be the start of something. And if it's like, it's particularly grabby and then I want to like add more stuff onto it, then that's usually the stuff that sticks.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes with a melody and sometimes I add melody later, but it usually starts with a phrase.
Yeah, starts with words first.
Yeah.
So, speaking of kind of new stuff, you have some new music that you just released, yeah?
I have new stuff that I actually was thinking about it. I have new stuff that we're about to release.
Oh, yeah.
But we have new, like, it's the stuff we put out a year and a half ago, and I think it rules. It's really good. It was the most fun thing that I've made yet. But we're working on new stuff right now, and we've got two songs that we're about to put out.
Okay, so you're releasing new tracks at your upcoming show. Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about this upcoming show. Tell me about it.
We're playing at the Swan Dive on October 19th, which is a Sunday. It's an early show. Doors are at 6. And it's a family show. We're playing Trady, and then Phillip's band, P.A. Holmes, and then also we're playing with Laughing About Nothing, which is my sister's band. So
family
show.
Affair. Yeah.
Our parents are in town, so we really were like, we got to play a show, all of us together. But also, it will be a really good show because Laughing About Nothing rules, and so does P.A. Holmes.
I love that.
I'm in that one, so I feel
biased.
Did
you and your sibling ever play music together?
Yeah.
Was that your high school band?
Yeah, our first band was together. It was called Super Crazy Car Wash.
I love that.
And it was really cute. And it was like, I mean, it was 2010, 2011, and we were like indie kids, so it was like there were ukuleles and guitars, and I played like auxiliary, like I played the xylophone, I played the melodica, I played the concertina, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That band was really fun because the only venue to play in our like small town, that was really cool that it existed. It was like it was a community space. I mean, it was like an indoor skate park, but also like a youth group center, that kind of a thing. It has since burnt down, but it was very cool. But all the shows that were there were like hardcore shows.
Yeah.
But they would let us basically open. They would let us like start the show, and it would be like we would play like in the skate park part of it, not
cool,
on the stage. We would play like, and then people would be around us. It was very 2010, but it was awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
That, I mean, honestly, that still lives on in the skate park, that's right off of kind of like Hawthorne area. I forget what that one's called, but they do shows there all the time too. And it's the same kind of concept that
yeah.
people kind of skate around where people are playing and stuff.
Yeah, I love going to shows there. I'm forgetting what it's called right now, but I love going to shows there because of that, because it feels just like that place.
Yeah. And they're usually all ages.
Yeah, all ages skate park shows are so cool.
Yeah. And that skate park is way bigger, I think, inside than you realize coming around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you love playing these like sort of DIY spaces still? Do you have any, well, I guess we'll promote the Swan Dive show.
Yeah. But I do love to play DIY places.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like not as much of a necessity when you're like all ages shows. It makes sense to be DIY because mm-hmm. there's not much infrastructure there set up for all ages venues. And like house shows are really, really big when you're under 21. But then as soon as like you're not anymore, there's all these other places where you can play. But I believe in DIY venues big time. I believe in house shows. I love a house show. Play them a ton anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It gets harder the old and different spaces. You gotta like find where the new genre energy and all that goes with. Yeah. But speaking of DIY, I mean, I kind of mentioned this a little bit that Philip recorded y'all. So let's talk about that a little bit and how y'all linked up, because I feel like it's just such a nice like Portland story. Just being friendly.
Just being friendly and going to a place and saying hello.
Yeah, you just like show up to places. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm terrible at that. I'm terrible at saying hello. That was actually one of my New Year's resolutions, is to make sure to say hello to people, especially when I know them.
Mm.
But I have a bandmate, Maria, who's really good at that. And I'm pretty sure we met. Well, Philip was running sound at the Fixin' 2, and is always looking for people to record, and heard us and was like, I want to record you. And we were looking at that exact time to record because we're just basically just ready to. And Maria is really good at talking to people. And I think Philip was talked to Maria and was like, hey. And we're like, hey.
Yeah. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
As they say. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Trainspotter Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's looking to be recorded, Philip's always definitely looking to record people.
That is an excellent and very pleasant place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
Yeah. Awesome.
And he's great.
Yeah. Super big shout out. So,
big
again,
Philip
that
fan.
Show, 10/19, early show at Swan Dive. It's going to be a good show.
6 o'clock.
Yeah. So typically on the show, I ask people to bring on some music and a little bit of your music as well. So I feel like now would be a good time to dive a little bit into that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear some of your guys' stuff or some of your playlist?
I want to play some of my playlist.
Yeah.
Because it fits with what we're talking about.
Yeah, totally.
I picked, these are the hits from Houghton, Michigan from the mid-teens.
Cool.
So 2015. This is a small, very, very vibrant DIY scene in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. People are making really cool stuff, and they're really connected with each other, and I wanted to play some of it on the radio.
I love that. Yeah. There's been a few times that folks have come on here and played very niche scenes from where they're from, and I absolutely love it because this is absolutely what community radio is about, is like bringing these niche communities to other ears. So tell me about some of these folks. Have you played with some of these folks?
Yeah, these are all the people that I played
with. Yeah, the homies.
Yeah. I want to play a Platoonia song. These are all going to sound pretty DIY. And then We Should Be Laughing, which is one of the best bands ever. We Should Be Laughing is now Liquid Mike, and they're doing really, really well. But the songwriter for that group is a genius. I just think he's incredible. And that this song, I'm going to play Migraine by We Should Be Laughing. It just rules.
I love it.
And then there's also this band that was called Hashtag Boyfriends with a Z. And they were like the scene, like Godfathers, basically. They're just a lot of cool house shows. You'll hear it. They're cool. They do a cool little thing.
Yeah, we'll chat more about these folks as well. So we'll hear a little bit, and then we'll come back and chat. So this first track is Platoonia by Flyby. Flyby by Platoonia.
Thank you. numbers you know you'll save. You know you'll spill it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to X-Ray FM. I'm here live sitting with Hitch of Tradey. What's up?
Hey.
So you've brought in this really cool, very niche playlist of a very specific location that we're kind of playing from. Tell listeners one more time kind of what we're listening to.
We're listening to a playlist of bands that we're playing a lot in Houghton, Michigan, which is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, in like 2014. This is a very specific little time period, little place where people were playing all the time and they're making really cool stuff. The last band we just listened to was called 34C, and they were a two-piece, and they would switch back and forth drums and guitar, which was a blast to watch.
That was a lot of full sound for a two-piece?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. They're so cool.
How fun.
Also, they played in bras that said 34C on them, which is so funny. Yeah, it was great.
I love that. I feel like that's almost just like in this reference, probably not even maybe in knowing, but like to 10cc of this, like, okay, that's such this masculine representative of like what is represents a man of 10cc, and then 34C. That's really funny. I love that. I love the play on numbers.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Just if people are just joining us here, Tradey has a show upcoming this next week where you guys are going to be releasing some new music,
mm-hmm.
which we'll get here on the show in a little bit, a little exclusive for X-Ray listeners. So tell me more about this show and who you guys are playing with one more time, and then we can continue on our playlist of one your sister's band who's going to be playing, mm-hmm. and then I'll get the other tracks of maybe your stuff and we can get
Perfect.
That loaded.
Yeah.
But remind listeners again, just when that is and who's playing again.
Swan Dive, October 19th. It's an early show, 6 o'clock, playing with P.A. Holmes, Tradey, and Laughing About Nothing.
Yeah.
Family show.
It's going to be really good. So these new tracks recorded at Trainspotter Studios, anything else you want to add of recording process or like production and notes or any fun stories from the recording process?
It's just a blast. I love recording. Recording is my favorite part because I like to make a cool thing. Well, that's not true. Actually, the day after a new song, that's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
I love new song day. But then recording is the second best. It's just a blast.
Yeah.
Make something really cool. And also, it's fun to, like, give it away a little bit to somebody who's gonna, like, just make it sound exactly how it sounds in your head. And Trainspotter Studios is great for that.
Yeah. I'm sure, too, like, it sounds like from your college experience of being recorded all the time from friends who were learning audio engineering, I'm sure that's helped sort of develop some of that language of how to convey, like, what sound is in your head to someone who's producing you. Yeah,
you'd think, but I think I'm terrible at it. I don't know, like, I mean, people are saying like scrongly, you know, I don't know, I have no idea what any of that is. I describe a feeling. I'm like, uh-huh, this is uh-huh. the thing that I'm picturing in my head.
Wow. Yeah. And Philip gets it.
Yeah,
shout out.
Some people are really good at that. Yeah, Philip's good at it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear your sibling's band, one of the best bands ever. We should be laughing.
That's not my sibling's band.
Oh, sorry.
But we should listen to my sibling's band.
Yeah, because they're going to be playing, them. Right? Yeah. Or because We Should Be Laughing is playing with you. Rather.
No,
the same thing.
Different bands.
No.
Laughing About Nothing.
Oh, it's just my brain is getting confused.
Yeah, totally
with
fair.
The laughing. Yes.
Totally fair. Things to be said there. But yeah, We Should Be Laughing is a genius band name, as is Laughing About Nothing.
Yes.
But no, these are people from my college years.
Yeah, okay. I totally got that the names jumbled in my head.
Totally fair. Laughing. Laughing about something. We should be laughing about something. We should be laughing about nothing. Is probably what that is, yeah.
I just want them all on the same bill.
Well, we can't because We Should Be Laughing doesn't exist anymore.
Crying. That's why we're not laughing anymore.
There's no more laughing.
No more laughing. Okay, well, let's finish this set then of this very niche record of history of this scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
perfect.
And then we'll continue on.
This next song is one of the best songs in the world.
I love it.
I still believe that. And yes, I was like, just, I have the very strong memories of being at these shows and there being like my friends making the music, but it's, I still stand by it. I think it's a genius song.
I love it. Well, I'm excited. This is Migraine from We Should Be Laughing.
Songs about my car mean the least to me. When the songs about my car make me laugh, listen to the bands with the lights off. Tripping through the dark in the driveway. Last 2 years have been so strong. My friends all make me sad. Listen to the car to try to cheer me up.
The voice memo.
Yeah, that was in this center, this place that we could just hang out. It was like just a place where they just gave us the space to be. And we would do these, we would meet up and we would break up into different groups all the time, and then we would write a song in 15 minutes. And so that was one of those. That was write that in 15 minutes kind of a thing. And there were so many cool things made out of that. Like a lot of those people, I don't know if they're making music anymore or not, mm-hmm. but it was just like anybody just make music with your friends and you can make something really cool.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And I know we talked about this kind of when the music was playing a little bit. So tell listeners like a little of the context around that you were, when you were in school, just the surrounding context of like how, what group that was and how you kind of started that up and yeah.
So just the Upper Peninsula can be a really harsh place to be, and this particular school was a tech school, which is kind of a really harsh place to be, mm-hmm. and it is really white, and it is really cis male. Mm-hmm. And so if you are not any of those things, or not one of those things, life is just hard. And all of those people really desperately need a place to be. And then once you have one, once you find your people, that you form like this really, really strong community, because it's a necessity, you have to, for life safety. But you can also meet up together just to take care of each other, not necessarily always be focused on safety. You can also meet up together and sing a silly song and make art. And that was a recording from that. And that is still, I mean, that exists all over the world. People are doing that, but that's just a little glimpse into that particular mm-hmm. spot mm-hmm. where people are doing that.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that playlist. I absolutely love when people share, like, especially, like, local scenes of stuff that, like, I would have never heard and come across those. Those are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun. I mean, you know, that exists everywhere. That's just, this is the one. This is the one that I had.
Yeah, I love that. And we'll get to hear a little bit of your music. Oh gosh, this show goes by so fast. I just looked at the time. We're going to hear some of your tracks here too that are unreleased, that that are coming out. You're going to be releasing on the 19th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to make some little physical things and we're going to sell them at that show on October 19th at Swan Dive.
Talk to me about the physical things. That's cool.
Philippa Lemon Throne Productions is gonna make little 7-inch things, and you can put them on your little thing, and you can play them, and you can listen to them, and it's gonna be these two songs, one song on one side and one song on the other side.
Set to play anyway. Thanks. Do you want to talk a little bit about what this track is, or kind of let it speak for itself on that?
This song is a sweet one. Sometimes it's a sweet one. Sometimes you write a happy little song. But there's this place that we go fishing, Ochoco Reservoir, and the water level varies greatly year to year because it's a reservoir, so like people are using the water. Mm-hmm. And the first year we went, didn't realize beforehand that the water level was at 20% full. So if you've seen a reservoir that's 20% full, it looks the way that it does. And we had a really kind of our lives were in a tumultuous place, and it was like a kind of a stressful dynamic. And then we went back a couple years later, and the water was at 80% full, and it was like perfectly beautiful and pleasant, and our lives were like in a much more stable place. So that's what this song is.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, the physical representation. All right, cool. Let's hear this.
Laid flat in the sand. No, it's muck, and our feet are sinking in with the big metal weight. I said, are you sure? You said, sounds like fun. It sounds like a story we'll get to tell once it's
That was so good.
Cute. Also a good time to say that my bandmates are really good. The people in that recording are Maria DeHart on drums, Eric Oman on bass, and Kay Cashin on lead guitar. And then Philip on extra stuff and produced it.
Yeah, shout out.
And mixed it.
Yeah, shout out. If you want to see that unreleased track live, then that's this next Sunday, 10/19 at Swan Dive. And you said you have some cool stuffs for people, too.
Mm-hmm. Making physical media that you can listen to, which is very exciting.
We love physical media. Yeah. We love stuff that you can touch and hold with your hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big tactile person.
Yeah. So we were just kind of, while that was playing, talking about you moving out here from, into Portland and kind of like to escape a little bit of winters and stuff. How has that kind of affected your songwriting and stuff like that, being in that new environment and dealing with like different how is that?
Oh, totally. I write a lot about place. Mm-hmm. A big inspirer for me is that I work downtown. I work in building maintenance, and I've been working in building maintenance downtown since I've moved here, so I've been doing it for 8 years, so I'm downtown every day. And one of the songs that is recorded but is not one of these two is about having my path that I walk to go to my lunch carts, and have it be the same path every day for years. And you either walk on the sunny side when it's winter to be warm, or you walk on the shady side in the summer to be cool. And the path like is, you see the same people every day.
Mm-hmm.
I write about place a lot. That last song was like about a place for sure. This next one is a little bit about place, but more about place because it's connected to place in my heart. But this one's about if you're a person who has long hair, you might have had this experience where you cut it really short if you're a particular kind of person, and you like shave your head, and then you let it grow out, and then you shave your head again, and then you let it grow out, and you shave your head again. Mm. It's like a passage of time marker. It is really just about that experience, and also recognizing that you are growing as a person and are like maybe not that person that had long hair the first time, and it's okay to grow your hair back out again now as a totally different version of yourself. That's what this one is about.
I love that. It's a good message. Ever evolving, ever changing. It's okay.
Yeah.
So will you braid my hair?
Yeah. I wrote a song. This is just a total reference to myself. I wrote a song where it was like, I can braid your hair. Anyway, that's all. This is just the name of it is just a joke to myself.
Yeah. I love that. Well, let's see here. I think we'll still have time to come back and say our goodbyes. So we'll play this, and then the show goes by so fast. So we'll have our final little thank yous and goodbyes after this track.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Well, will you braid my hair from Trady?
It was
Won't somebody braid your hair?
Yeah, truly.
Well, Hitch, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your afternoon to come and talk to me and X-Ray listeners about these unreleased tracks that we just got to hear. Woo-hoo. Thank you. And your upcoming show. Again, tell us when that is.
October 19th at Swan Dive, 6 o'clock.
And you send me another track. I'm going to get here uploaded from finally your sibling, who is going to be playing with you.
Mm-hmm. The show is going to be with P.A. Holmes, Treaty, and Laughing About Nothing. And this is going to be a Laughing About Nothing song, because Laughing About Nothing rules.
Is that it? Do you know if it's an inside joke between y'all?
I don't know.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
I think everybody just like a phrase, a phrase about laughing. And also, I think this is that's their whole deal. Margaret and Andy, they're always laughing about nothing.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to have humor. Mm-hmm. But before we say goodbye, I wanted to mention, because we're talking about it a little bit while that last song was playing, your new unreleased single. With the horn section.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, the horn section.
Give a little shout out for the
there,
horns,
because
we love a brass section.
Yeah, that's Kay. Kay Cashin is also playing the lead guitar on those last two tracks, and also did many layers of trombone.
That is so much to do all of it. That's what a multifaceted, talented,
absolutely,
multi-instrumentalist.
They're incredible.
Golly gosh. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much again. Well, this is Laughing About Nothing. Stand in your way here on X-Ray FM.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
I'll be
Ground that you're missing. I'm standing both feet on the ground.